events on stage and live on the airwaves. It's Discorder Radio.
Discorder
on CITR.
CITO.
CITR
101.9 FM.
101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Five o'clock Tuesday, it's time for Discorder Radio. We have a jam-packed show today. Don't forget to get it all in because we have so much going on. We've got three interviews with a couple of musicians and along with the editor of Discorder Magazine, Britt Bachman. She's going to be here to chat with us. There's charity events. There's great shows, international bands, local bands. There's tons happening. And we're going to cover as much as we can over the next hour here on Discorder Radio. Right now, we're going to play a band that is playing the Refugee Show on Friday night at Redgate, October 9th. They are called Trash Bait. Thirst First, in it to win it. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. Thirst First, In It to Win It. That's Trash Bait on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. They will be playing this Friday at Redgate with a few other bands as part of a CITR Presents special charity event. We'll tell you more about that later in the show. But right now, kind of spontaneous, kind of out of left field, but we love we can make this stuff happen. Welcome to the show, Kirby of War, baby.
Yes, thank you very much for having me.
How you going, mate?
Pretty good, mate. Pretty good. You know, I've just been outside in the nest, checking out the nest. Looks like it's going to take off. Looks like it's about to head into outer space at any moment now.
It does, actually.
Yeah, I don't know if it should be called the Nest. But anyway,
it was the new sub for about the first week of school. And I think finally the Nest is a name that's nestling in nicely for people.
What is that little thing up there? Is it a little hub?
It's a cool little performance space up there.
I thought it was like where they sign people up for Scientology at this campus, but I wasn't sure. But either way, good on you guys. You never know.
So this is pretty incredible. First of all, hello, Discorder Radio listeners. This is the first official show of the month of October. And the brand new issue, of course, is out, Discorder Magazine. And gracing the cover this month is your band War Baby.
Yeah.
So I just happened to send you guys a message saying, hey, can you send us a link to some music? I can't find any on the internet. And you're like, oh, actually, I just happen to be at UBC right now.
Yep.
So this all happened super spontaneously. But the beauty of community college radio, you can make this stuff happen.
Yeah, I love it. Something's just meant to be, mate.
Yeah. So you're on the cover of Discorder Magazine for the second time in 2.5 years.
Yeah, which, you know, it's awesome. We kind of feel like maybe Discorder might be the magazine that makes us start sending out Christmas cards because that's how nice they've been to us.
Oh, shucks.
So, and you know, you guys will be the first one out. Don't look for money because there won't be any in there.
Nice. Well, you know, we like to give it. It's a good little give and take. You guys have been doing some great music for us. We've been waiting for quite a while. In fact, you know, you guys have played a lot of shows in the last couple of years. And in order to sort of help promote the shows, we've been trying to play as much War Baby as possible. But we've definitely played Jesus Horse to death. Which actually is a good segue into the new album finally out, Death Sweats. It officially is released later this month?
Yes, on the 30th of this month. We're having a release show a week prior on the 23rd at the Hindenburg with six of our favorite bands. Two stages put on by our record label, Bummer Records, and Snail Productions. Big shout out to Kyle, an absolute legend in the scene. And yeah, we're very excited. Very excited.
Nice. Now, you talked about this a little bit in the in this issue of Discorder, so make sure you guys go pick up your copy of Discorder magazine. But can you talk a little more about the meaning behind the title Death Sweats and kind of the transition you guys had to go through?
Well, a lot of people don't realize that, I mean, when they see the cover, I've had a few people have been like, oh, cool, you know, because of Halloween. But it's got really nothing to do with that. The reason why we're dressed up like a bunch of flaming galahs, as my grandpa would say, which is just an Australian way of saying idiots, is because the album comes with a video board game. So the back of the record, the vinyl LP, is a board game.
Wow.
And it's a death spiral. And there's a video that instructs you through the game. And you're rewarded and punished accordingly. So the characters in the game are some of the characters on the front cover of Discorder right now. So Death Sweats is both the album title and the game component.
Mm.
And what it means, not really much. It just sounds good. It's kind of like that Donnie Darko cellar door thing. There's two words that feel like they were meant to be together. And we built a concept around it. We were just having beers and Death Sweats sounded good. And I was like, okay, you know what? How can we build from this? Oh, let's make it the back of the record a board game. And then we gave each other high fives and we're like, oh, we're so, you know, we're geniuses. And then we're like, how can we even expand on that? Let's make it a video board game. It's a homage to, do you remember Nightmare? What do people do in this country? It was big in Australia. Nightmare was a same thing. It was a video board game. It was VHS. And it was a board game and you'd have this VHS and there was the Death Master who would instruct you through this graveyard and it was about surviving.
Well, the fact that we don't know it maybe makes it seem even more original and unique.
Yeah, it was all ours. All ours. So, yeah, you know, it's been a lot of work, though. When you're in a band, you have no money. So to make that work and juggle lives is hard. And we managed to pull it off, which is cool. We're kind of proud of ourselves, patting ourselves on the back a little bit lately.
Nice.
Yeah.
And so you should be. I mean, I got a little sample of this track before the show. It sounds great.
Yep.
And looking forward to seeing you guys on October 23rd at the Hindenburg. So we're going to play this brand new track right now. Mm-hmm. This, I guess, would be the Discorder Radio debut.
It's the opening track on the album, too.
Perfect.
Yeah.
It was going to be the opening track on the show today, but we wanted to give some time to hype it up because you were here. So, so I'll let you introduce it then.
Okay. Well, this is Master Blaster of our album, Death Sweats.
On
Discorder Radio.
CITR.
CITR. Talk me through it again. This is what you get when you get an Australian on the show. You think I've got the memory of a sieve or a goldfish.
No worries. Yeah. All right, here we go. Master Blaster by War Baby on Discorder Radio.
In space to keep the bad thoughts in the shade. I'm in a big bad place. I like your vaping.
Jordan from Phoenix Thunderbird, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on CITR. Yeah!
You trade the old one in for a brand new ride that the old one had never been. Yeah, it's a financial win with a mileage plan so handsome it's a sin. Come on in, you can go pretend the crusher will spare your old and trusty friend. It's a deal, sign on the dotted line. Welcome to the first day.
This is Beardy Man, and you're listening to Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
We always thought that we were not a rock and roll band, but it sure feels like rock and roll over here tonight.
We don't play guitars.
We're standing on stage.
don't play guitars.
Can you play guitar?
We don't play guitars. We don't play guitars. We don't play guitars. We don't play guitars. We don't play guitars.
We don't play. No, we don't play guitars.
We don't play.
We don't play. No, we don't play guitars. No, we don't play guitars. We don't play guitars.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. We Don't Play Guitars, Chicks on Speed, featuring Peaches. Going back to 2003, Peaches is going to be in town tonight playing at the Commodore Ballroom. Before that, we heard from Invasives from the album Robot Stink, Balloons and Flags Sell Cars. They will be playing on Friday, October 23rd at the Hindenburg, along with War Baby, as part of the War Baby album release show. A bunch of other bands will be there, including Dirty Spells, including Hole in My Head, Twin Crystals, Hindenburg, October 23rd. Going to be a great night. The album release of Death Sweats. Thanks so much to Kirby from War Baby for joining us here briefly and spontaneously on Discord Radio. Okay, so this weekend, there is a great event happening at Redgate. Redgate, a very... special space in Vancouver. It's, if you've ever been inside, it's really gritty. By the way, Matt Muse, we haven't even really introduced you today. How you doing, Matt?
We've just had too much excitement.
It's so much going on.
Action-packed episode.
I like this, though. Keeps us on our toes. Have you ever been to Redgate, Matt?
I have not. Where is it, if I wanted to find it?
It is Hastings Street around Clark. Is it east or west of Clark? It's east of Clark. 855 Hastings. They are hosting an event on Friday night, which is it's a special refugees welcome benefit show, and it's been organized by I guess Andrea Luchik of New Sensei, along with Chandra Ponyboy, Morning Coup. What's her last name again? Chandra Ponyboy, Melting Tallow, a.k.a. Morning Coup. They have decided, in honor of all the chaos of what's been happening over in Syria and with all the refugee crisis happening over in Eastern Europe, they decided to put on this great show with all the proceeds going to both the Hand in Hand for Syria Foundation as well as Migrant Offshore Aid Station. You can check out the Facebook page for all the information. Lots of great performances, including Andrea Luchik's solo solo act, Hick. Trash Bait, who we heard to open the show, they're going to be there, along with Stefana Fratilla, who was also a Discorder cover artist back in June, and Gal Grayson. We're actually going to play a couple of those acts right now, but if you get a chance, please come on out. It's great to see. I've already seen a lot of the CITR community giving the thumbs up. They're going to be there on Friday night. Doors open at 8 o'clock. And again, all the proceeds go toward Hand in Hand for Syria and Migrant Offshore Aid Station. It's the Refugee Welcome Benefit Show. So here we go. We're going to play back-to-back Stefana Fratilla and Gal Grayson. Right now, we're going to play the track Mahabone from Gal Grayson's Blue Hearts in Exile album, which was released back in 2013. And you are listening to Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
Hi, I'm Hoxley Workman.
Hi, I'm Parker Bosley.
And I'm Steve Bays, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on 101.9 CITR Radio, Vancouver.
And this is Mounties.
And this is Mounties.
But seriously, it is Mounties.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 Heartland from Stefana Fratilla. She will be at the Welcome Back Refugee Benefit show happening this Friday at Redgate, along with many other artists, including Gal Grayson, who you heard at the beginning of that set right there. And that, of course, is a CITR Presents. Very proud to present that one. CITR, of course, is, I guess you could say, it's obviously the station you're listening to right now, 101.9 FM. It's also the station that spawned Discorder Magazine, Vancouver's Indie Music Monthly, for the past 32 years. And joining us right now in studio, the brand new, brand spanking new editor of this lovely magazine we know as Discorder Magazine, our editor in C, Britt B, Britt Bachman. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Discorder Radio.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Nice. Yeah.
Is that radio enough for you?
It's too bad that we didn't have a camera on you, because you had a very kind of like charming way you kind of like threw your hair back and was like, so happy to be here. You can picture the big smile on her face,
it's
too.
It's the whole media aura. You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're obviously building that right now.
Oh, yeah. Nice. For sure.
So this is your first full issue. You were shadowing Alex and Rob, I guess, during the September issue.
Well...
Maybe I stand corrected.
Not really. Like I had about a week and a half of overlap with Alex, sort of during the formation stages of this issue, because we plan issues a full month in advance, which is actually a very good thing to mention for musicians, movers and shakers in the community. If you want to get onto Discorder or into Discorder magazine, you need to give me a lot of notice. Mm-hmm. Just got to say that. But yeah, this was the first issue that I edited on my own, scheduled on my own. It was good.
And it was an issue made of blood, sweat, tears, and torn or ripped clothing as well.
Tattered clothing. Well, yes. As I mentioned in my editor's note, I literally set the sleeve of my sweater on fire, boiling tea, to write the editor's note. And then I knew at the same time we had War Baby and their awesome photo shoot on the cover. And I was like, hey, you know, this is making for a pretty good thematic October issue.
Nice.
Bravo, universe.
It is very thematic. And it's great. We actually had War Baby, as you may have heard. We had mm-hmm. Kirby from War Baby earlier today. Of course, they have their album release party on the 23rd.
Yes.
But we got a jam-packed issue, not just of Halloween-esque themes and photos, but what else can you tell about? What else can you? Are you excited about that's happening this month in Discorder Magazine?
This month in Discorder Magazine, things that I'm excited about. Well, I would say Lieutenant Frank Dickens. I was really excited about that article that was written about Daniel Geddes and just his overall sort of mixing the realities of having to run a business, a commercial sort of operation, which is Horses Records, and also being an artist and kind of balancing that as Lieutenant Frank Dickens and also a musician in peace as well. And sort of finding that balance between real financial pursuits and real creative pursuits. So that was a really interesting article, although his release was in late September. So it was a little bit late for the Discorder issue, mm-hmm. but we still really wanted to highlight that.
Nice. And if you have your Discorder handy with you, page 9, a great little feature there written by Jonathan Hernandez.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anything else of note this month that you're quite excited about for the month of October?
Actually, CITR is helping to present quite a few festivals and different events. The one that I'm most excited for is the Vancouver New Music Festival Nomadic Streams at Vivo between October 22nd, I believe, to 24th. That one's going to be amazing. There's also an event at the Planetarium with Data Plan on the 22nd. That's going to be really good, too. So those are events that I'm going to go to. And, of course, War Baby, of course.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
And as you mentioned off the top, if bands are looking for to be covered by Discorder Magazine,
yes.
Who can they reach out to?
You can reach out to myself. My email address is editor.discorder@citr.ca. And once again, like a month and a half to 2 months before release, I really like to know about it then. And we can schedule you up.
Nice. Just like we did for good old Lieutenant Frank Dickens.
For all these cats in this issue. And we have a really exciting new issue coming up, too.
Nice. Well, I think on that note, we're going to play some Lieutenant Frank Dickens right now. Yeah, this is the track called Glide. So, Brits, thanks so much for joining us on Discord Radio. And we'll be seeing you much throughout the month. Live shows in Vancouver and whatnot.
Yes, sounds good. Thank you.
Okay. Once again, Lieutenant Frank Dickens, Discord Radio, CITR.
Black Dahlia Murder with Aaron Reagan, Harmsway, and Maruda, live at the Rickshaw Theater on October 13th. Show is 19+, and the doors open at 7. Get tickets at Scrape Records or UnionEvents.com.
Vancouver International Film Festival will once again welcome some of the world's finest films to one of the most beautiful cities on the planet. From September 24th to October 9th, the 34th annual VIFF will present over 300 films from 70 countries to 9 Vancouver screens. Visit the Vancouver International Film Festival online at viff.org.
Everything changed. Everything changed. I knew this day.
What's up? This is Kay Flay. You are listening to Discorder, CITR 101.9 FM.
There's magic in the air. The night sky breaks your face like mystery left uncovered. Talk to me. It's now or never. Make believe. Tonight lasts forever. Come for tea. I'll be your neighbor if you want all this and more. Put your number in my phone. Put your number in my phone. I hope to get some time. Tame this gypsy heart, but fruits from fresh on vine. Your luscious lips entice me to discover. Talk to me.
Call me a love lad.
Call to me.
On my lover's isle.
Save me.
Spare us all the denial.
Make the most of this true love. Put your number in my phone. Put your number in my phone. I hope to get some time alone. I wanna get to know you more, baby. Put your number in my phone. If I could get some time
in Silver Lake, and I don't know if you're like really busy or something, but I haven't heard back from you, and I'm just wondering like if you could
talk to me. It's now or never, babe.
Make believe
on the Lazio.
Come for tea.
I'll be your neighbor if you want all this and more. Put your number in my phone. Put your number in my phone. I hope to get some time.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9, Ariel Pink, a.k.a. Ariel Marcus Rosenberg out of California, with Put Your Number in My Phone. Ariel Pink is playing with the Black, oh my God, I totally blanked.
Black Lips.
Black Lips. Thank you very much. I knew it was Black something. Rickshaw Theater, Saturday, this Saturday, October 10th. There you go, Ariel Pink. And yeah, prior to that, we heard little Lieutenant Frank Dickens. And thanks again to...
Did you just about say Lieutenant Dan in a Forrest Gump voice?
Did I?
It sounded like you were about to.
I don't. That wasn't my plan, but maybe just there's like that... It's an associative thing. Yes, that was Lieutenant Frank Dickens. Thank you very much. With Glide. And thanks again to Britt Bachman, the Discorder editor-in-chief, for coming in and talking to us about the brand new October issue. Elsewhere in Vancouver music info, Vancouver music land, we have something called the Peak Performance Project, which is it's been a great, you know, one of another station here in Vancouver has been for the last 7 years been helping to launch local talent. They got a whole whack load of money that they're giving away to up-and-coming artists. And unfortunately, this is the last year. It's been going on for 7 years straight. But I guess the money's run up. I'm sure they'll come up with something new to do. But this is the last run. They got 12 bands who've kind of made their final group. And they're having a what's known as the Peak Performance Showcase. They've been doing it at the Fortune Sound Club for the last few Thursdays. This Thursday is the last one until I'm all over the place. That Lieutenant Dan thing just messed me up. yes, so that's happening this Thursday night at Fortune Sound Club. A couple of the bands featured include Chersey, no stranger to Discord Radio. We're big fans of Chersey and especially Matt Muse. Mike Adele and Little India. They're going to be the acts that will be on this Thursday night. And then, of course, they wind it down. The top three bands of the multiple showcase nights will play at the Commodore in November. And the top three bands will get respectively $50,000, $75,000, and $102,000 to go toward launching their careers. So,
and one thing to remember is that at these showcases, that's like a big part of their final score for like who gets to go on to the finals is that showcase performance.
Mm, nice.
So they're like playing for their lives, essentially.
Yeah, cool. I mean, there's lots of different parameters involved. They do this whole boot camp thing in August. And I mean, it really is like a six-month grueling schedule, but it cranks out some great musicians, including Good for Grapes, who won it last year and who we're going to hear from shortly. But right now, let's play some Little India, who will be featured on Thursday night. Myself, Matt Muse, and hopefully Liz Holiday will all be there. You should come as well. Fortune Sound Club on Thursday night. But this is Little India with Ula on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
The Study and Go Abroad Fair is back on Tuesday, October 6th. Meet face-to-face with top universities from around the world and start planning to travel. Learn about degrees in law, medicine, health sciences, arts, technology, pharmacy, business, hotel management, and much more. Check out our travel zone for volunteering, language programs, adventure travel, and work abroad. For more info, visit studyandgoabroad.com. Free admission.
Friday, October 9th, come on out to see Hick, Stefano Fratilla, Gal Grayson, Trashbait, Tough Customer, and DJ Knapp for a benefit show at Redgate. Proceeds go to Hand in Hand for Syria and Migrant Offshore Aid Station. So enjoy a great show and support a great cause. The show starts at 8 and the cover is a sliding scale of $5 to $10.
This is Chelsea on 101.9 Discorder Radio, CITR. Woo! Nailed it.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9, Waiting on a Ghost from Good for Grapes. And before that, we heard Little India with Ula. Good for Grapes, of course, winning the Peak Performance Project last year. Little India playing as part of the Peak Performance Showcase along with Mike Adell and Chersey on Thursday night at Fortune Sound Club. And a quick shout out to Greg McLeod, the seventh grape, who is celebrating his 1 year anniversary with the band basically this month. So congrats, Greg, and congrats on the new album.
It'll be whenever the final showcase is, which is in like November, because that was the first show he played with them was there.
Okay, so happy 11 months anyway. With the band, Greg. Nice. Yeah, new album, The Ropes, just came out last Friday. Okay, speaking of anniversaries, we want to give a special birthday shout out to a man who's celebrating his birthday this Friday. And he's joining us online right now, Mr. Daniel Ruiz.
Yo, yo, hello, everybody.
Hola, amigo. How are you?
Hola. Oh, I'm very good. How are you guys?
Nice, nice. Now, Daniel, you are the drummer in Bestie and a couple other bands in Vancouver. I know you have a show that's happening this Friday night. But first off, where are we talking to you from right now?
Right now, I'm in a little drum studio I'm teaching at.
Nice.
And I have like a 15-minute break where I just taught a lesson to this young boy, and I was teaching him how to play sambas and bossa novas.
Nice. Well, thank you for squeezing us in this very short break.
No problem.
Nice. Well, we'll try to be timely on this thing. So you've got a big birthday happening on this Friday, and it's not only your birthday, but it's also a special anniversary for you. Is that correct?
It is, right. I've been 10 years living in Vancouver, and on the 9th on my birthday, it marks that time.
Wow.
It's going to be my 10th year being here, which is pretty cool.
It all happens to fall on the same date.
Yeah, well, basically, I arrived on the 8th, but it was, like, super late at night, and I remember I was 18, which was, I was on normal age to be drinking.
Okay.
But then I had to be 19 here, and I was super shocked, but thankfully, the next day, it was my birthday, so I was like, okay, I can celebrate.
Okay, nice. And little did you know that 10 years to the day, you would be playing a show at the Fox Cabaret with, we'll be playing at least two of the bands, Bestie and Tropidelka.
That's right.
And then what other bands are playing on the bill on Friday night?
Frankie, who also happens to have a birthday. Francesca, the singer of Frankie, is also born on the same year and on the same day as I have.
Nice.
I talked to her. I was like, hey, you want to play the show? I know it's your birthday too. And she's like, of course. So it's also her birthday, and we're also going to be celebrating Casey Jo Lowe's from The Peak. Like, her birthday happened last week, but we were like, okay, well, you're also invited, and this is also going to be your birthday party. And it's also a birthday party for whoever's birthday's in October, because I know there's a lot of people that were born in October, I'm assuming because January is very cold, and, you know, like...
People need to cuddle up around the holidays.
Yeah. It's just like, oh, October babies.
Nice.
Yeah.
So it's this Friday, October 9th at the Fox Cabaret.
That's right.
How much are tickets?
Tickets are $15. Oh, I forgot to mention, the other band that's playing is Kutapira, which is an amazing, like, all marimba and percussion band with members of, like, the Boom Booms and the Ponderosas.
Nice. Actually, I think we had the
really
pleasure
fun.
of seeing Kutapira at Rifflandia last year.
Right on.
And, of course, Frankie. We know Frankie because Nashlyn Lloyd of CITR yes. fame, she's in Frankie. Of course, Bestie, the main band you play with, they were in the Peak Performance Project. You guys came second a couple of years ago.
Yeah, we actually came third, but it was quite
oops.
Quite the amazing experience. It was really awesome. And we got to meet a lot of cool bands and hang out with really cool people.
Nice. And then what's Tropidelka all about?
Okay, Tropidelka is a really funny story. Like, basically, these three Mexican DJs who play cumbia. Cumbia is like music from Colombia. And my grandfather was a singer in a pretty well-known cumbia band. So, like, 2 years ago at a festival... I was playing with Bestie and with Sinscake. I was playing with them at the time. And I heard them perform, like, these music. And I was like, oh, this is music from my country. And then all of a sudden, I heard my grandfather singing. And I was like, oh, my God, this is insane. And I went and talked to them, and they're like, really, that's your grandfather? That's incredible. And then they told me to come to the next show and play percussion along with them. And ever since, I've been playing with them. And the last show we played was at Bass Coast this year, which was really fun. So we were eager to play again because it's quite the party.
Wow. Great story. And it sounds like it's going to be just an absolutely incredible night for you. And we're going to do our best to get there as well. So the Fox Cabaret this Friday night, Tropidelica, Kudapira, Frankie, and Bestie. Thanks so much, Daniel, for joining us. We're going to play some Bestie right now. We're going to play the track Bubble Bath.
Oh, amazing.
Yes.
Thanks for that.
After the craziest of the weekend, you can relax and a nice bubble bath. I'm sure it's going to be a crazy weekend.
Yeah, I like some Epsom salt in them too.
Nice one. Thanks again, Daniel, for joining us. We'll see you on Friday night.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, here's Bestie, Bubble Bath, Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
Right on.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9, Bubble Bath from Bestie. They're going to be playing Friday night at the Fox Cabaret as part of Daniel Ruiz's birthday and 10th anniversary in Vancouver party, along with Frankie, Tropidelica, and Kudapira. Okay, just about time to wrap the show. Very busy show. Matt Muse, great job teching what was probably the most challenging show of the season so far.
That was wild. We had so many people in here. It was
yes,
cool.
So many people. Thank you so much, everybody, enjoying us. Kirby Fisher of War Baby, Daniel Ruiz of Bestie for calling in, Britt Bachman, the editor of Discorder Magazine, Mel Juice for sitting in the show, and of course, coming up next is Mike, going to be flexing your head all the way until 8 o'clock tonight. Before we go, we want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving, and to end the show, we are going to play a kind of a Thanksgiving shticky theme track.
I don't know about Thanksgiving specifically. It's more just about, like, eating a lot of food.
Which we'll all be doing, hopefully, this weekend. Nice. Right. So this is Nardwuar and the Evaporators with Slap Ham on Discord Radio. See you guys next week. Happy Thanksgiving from CITR 101.9. Whoa!
Station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Your station has a lot of